In the dusty dunes and olive groves of the Iberian Peninsula, where the sun beats down over forgotten empires, there dwells a subterranean schemer with a family tree that doesn't have too many branches on it, the Iberian harvester ant. This pint-sized potentate hoards seeds of all kinds, bringing new meaning to the concept of work-life balance. But sometimes, you have to literally make your friends and co-workers in order to survive here in life, death, and taxonomy.
Welcome back to Life, Death, and Taxonomy. It's your 30 minutes of interesting animal information. I'm Joe.
And I'm Carlos. Or you... Me llamo Carlos.
Gracias to Cassie for the creation of our theme song. To hear more of Cassie's music, please search Cassie Michelle on YouTube or Spotify.
And gracias to Joanna for the creation of this week's artwork. To check that out, you can visit us at our home on the web at ldtaxonomy.com. And a very special thank you to our patrons. Gracias to our patrons. Thank you so much for your support. It's greatly appreciated. Thanks for helping us keep the lights on. If you'd like to donate, just visit patreon.com/ldtaxonomy or click on donate on our website.
And today we're talking about a tiny little farmer, but more on that later.
I said gracias. I should have been saying gracias because yeah. That's how they say it.
Yeah, that's how these ants say it.
That's how the ants say it.
Speaking of ants,
what are we talking about?
Talking about the, is this Iberian?
Yeah.
Iberian harvester ant.
What is the other option? Iberian?
Yeah, Iberian.
Yeah, it's Iberian.
Yeah, yeah. It's an ant from Spain.
And Portugal.
No. They don't speak Portuguese. Yeah. Spain and Portugal.
They're Portuguese, I guess.
They respect that little border.
They were not as affected by the invasion of the Moors.
Ants famously do not respect borders. They're always doing little territory wars and getting on boats and getting taken to the Jacksonville Zoo.
Yes, they're doctors without borders. Or whatever the opposite of doctors are.
Diseases?
Terrorists without borders. the Iberian harvester ant. We're also going to call it here the Habsburg hand-me-downs and the Hack of the Clones.
Hack of the Clones. Okay.
I'm pretty proud of those. Do you have a small smackerel of science for us?
Yes. Yes.
Do you have a small smackerel of science?
Oh, Niglet. Christopher.
Let's talk about the kingdom is Animalia. You know it. You love it. You're in it. The phylum is Arthropoda. The class is Insecta. The order is Hymenoptera. Hey, Menoptera. The family is Formicidae. It's ants. The subfamily is... And what?
And countertops.
And sawflies and wasps and bees. You don't think about all those things having... the same shape, but they kind of have the same shape and the same social structure.
Yeah. Like
family. Yeah, not the one I'm leaning on, mind you. The subfamily is Myrmicinae. Sopsy?
Myrmicinae?
Formicidae. No, it's Formicidae, so it's Myrmicidae. Myrmicinae. No, it's got to be the same.
No, I guess it would last... be Formicidae. Because it's only Formica because that ends with an A.
Yeah, but it's formic acid.
Right.
But I guess you could change the ending of that.
But now you've added a soft vowel to it. Change.
For mice today, the genus is Messor. And the species is Ibericus, Messor Ibericus.
And since we are in the negocio of naming things, it's time for my favorite part of the show and the listener's favorite part of the show, nitty gritty nomenclature, the part of the show where I ask you a question, and that is, what is the English translation for the binomial nomenclature, which in this case is Messor Ibericus? I'm not going to make this easy for you because obviously the second one is Iberian. So, does it mean A, Iberian harvester, B, Iberian ant, C, Iberian table, or D, Iberian servant?
It was discovered by a Swiss guy, so I have no idea what the language is. Could have gone with the classics. Give me the word again. The words.
Harvester, ant, table, or servant.
If it's Iberian ant, I'm going to flip out. Messor, what could that be? Table is mesa is Spanish for table. And it could be a Latin root, but it could also be just Spain, and you're trying to trick me. I'm going to go with ant. I'm going to say it's the most uninspired. Although the Swiss are creative. I'm final answer, ant.
All right. The answer's locked in. That is incorrect. The answer is harvester. It is okay, the Iberian okay. Harvester ant.
That's fine. Should have gone with that one anyway. Yeah, I don't know. What even is the language, the root language there?
I had it. It is Latin.
Okay.
Latin meaning reaper or harvester.
Interesting. Well,
in Harry Potter, they call them the Harry's dad and his friends call themselves messers. I don't know why. I don't think they explain it, but that's the only time I've ever seen that word before. So,
are they like farmers?
In that context, it sounded kind of more like we've heard some French people say like monsieurs, and we're just saying messers because we're English.
Okay.
But that's the I don't know why they did it in Harry Potter, and it doesn't matter. They don't. But that was what I saw. It was like, oh, messers, Padfoot, Mooney, Prongs, and whatever the third one. Present the Marauder's Map. Anyway, continue.
That's all of that.
Yeah, it's an Iberian harvester.
Do you want to know what it looks like?
I do. Bet you it looks like an ant.
It does. It looks just like an ant, actually. Actually, it looks... we did like a wasp a little while ago. So the workers look like ants. They look like brown ants. They've got slightly larger heads than your typical like ghost ant or your the ant you might find in the sidewalk in the United States. Slightly like the head to body ratio, large squarish head. But the, I believe it's the queen. No, it's the winged ant. They have a flight, a nuptial flight. I'll talk about later. But when they are winged, they have a little waspish shape. But if you take the wings off a wasp, you got an ant.
Since most people go fly somewhere on their honeymoon, does that mean humans have nuptial flight?
Yeah. Post-nuptial flights.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a brown ant that sometimes looks like that. When they're winged, they look like that wasp that lives in the fig wasp. Remember that? The wasp that like burrows into a fig and dies and lays eggs and dies. It looks kind of
by something that eats figs.
Yeah, that's a wasp that looks a little like an ant. This is an ant that looks a little like a wasp. But normally they are just ants on the ground, and they look like a fool with their ants on the ground. They just look like brown ants.
I was immediately transported to 2005.
But, well, that brings us to, like, how big are they? That's what we want to know. Once we get the shape down for an ant, how big are they?
They're probably the size of an ant. Yeah.
Welcome to the Blood Measure Up segment, the official listener's favorite part of the show, the part of the show that's presented by you when you send an audio of yourself saying, singing, or chittering the words measure up into ldtaxonomy@gmail.com. We don't have a new measure up intro this week, but that means we get to hear from an animal, and Carlos has a guess who it is.
Bring it on. But you're running out of cartoon ants.
All right. Without further ado, the listener's favorite part of the show. I mean, just a regular part.
Yeah, don't spread lies.
Stolen Valor.
Oh, hello, princess.
You can call me Dot. Here, you forgot this.
Thanks. You can keep it. I can make another one.
I like your inventions.
Do you know who likes? Yeah, she says her own name.
There are a couple ants.
The
one
I could find, she says her own name. So yeah. did you catch who it is? The smaller voice.
It's Hayden Panettiere.
Is it?
Yeah.
When she was in her Remember the Titans times.
And also Kingdom Hearts. We were just talking about Kingdom Hearts before we started this.
I didn't know she was
Kingdom Hearts
in that.
Alongside Haley Joel Osment.
It's Princess Dot.
Princess Dot, yes. Well, along with Flick.
From A Bug's Life, yeah. Yeah, we do a lot of ants, so we do run out of ants. I pulled up an edit that was like a joke, like just putting terrible words are going to... try to remember to delete.
I heard some Nintendo music in there, so some like beach Nintendo music from a compilation of music I used to listen to. But yeah, there are a lot of ants in A Bug's Life that you could choose from. So actually, we have quite a font
of every blessing
of potential characters to work with. So
let's talk about their size of the queen. The queen Iberian harvester ant measures 16 millimeters or 0.63 inches. How do they compare to these things? Oh, no. I think I forgot to highlight the right one.
Now you have to play the game.
Okay. Is it A? 2.9 Iberian harvester ant queens go into the length of a Spanish saffron stigma. B, 2.3 Iberian harvester ants go into the width of an Andalusian olive. Or C, 2.3 grains of Kalispera rice go into the length of an Iberian harvester ant.
Olive, final answer.
Correct answer is C, rice. No. 2.3 grains of rice. Olives are, I guess these olives are small. Let me see a picture of this olive.
Pretty standard olive size was.
It looks like a regular olive, yeah.
Like about an inch and a half.
Man, I'm so hungry right now, I could eat an olive, and olives are disgusting.
I actually am fine with olives.
Ugh. Let's talk about the length of a worker. There's two types of workers. We're going with the bigger worker. There's the lesser worker and the greater worker. And the greater worker measures 14 millimeters or 0.5 inches. How do they compare to this stuff? A, 2.5 Iberian harvester ants workers growing to the length of a Portuguese cork oak acorn. B, 5.6 Iberian ant harvester thingamajigs go into the diameter of a Spanish jamón ibérico slice. Jamón? Is jamón? Ham? But is jamón that spelled is with ham. A J?
Yeah, because the oh, I J it was in an Spanish H. is spelled with is pronounced with an H, and an H in Spanish is a glottal stop, like you don't pronounce it at all.
Does it ever begin with a so it would be a moan?
No, no, no. If it an H, start with an H. H doesn't have like hola, you don't pronounce the H in, right. in hola. But if it started with a J, it would be hola.
Jamón Ibérico. Iberico slice. Or C, 4.6 Messina seeds go into the length of an Iberian harvester ant worker. A Messina seed.
The Spanish take their ham so seriously. It's they have like echelons of fancy hams that are really expensive.
I really like masas de puerco. Chunks of pork.
Chunks of pork.
Masses of pork.
But yeah, I'm going to go with the ham because I am also hungry.
The correct answer is the cork oak acorn.
Oh, okay.
Acorn from a cork tree. Isn't that the name of a Fall Out Boy
album? Acorn from a cork tree.
From under a cork tree.
I'd hate to be you when people find out who the song is about.
Yes. Okay. That's all I got. That's how big they are. They're ant sized. You're right. They're the size of an ant.
They're about half an inch.
Let's talk about some fast facts before we get into the major fact. They're really common throughout most of Spain and Portugal, except in the wettest northern Atlantic areas, including Galicia, Asturias, Basque. I don't know anything about Spain. Catalonia, I know. There are a lot in Catalonia.
Basque, I believe, is in the mountains that border Spain and France. I might be wrong about that, but that, I believe that's where Basque is the language.
It actually says Basque country, which I'm pretty sure is a Avenged Sevenfold song. They prefer open, sunny habitats, dry grasslands, olive groves, abandoned fields, road signs, Mediterranean scrublands, ants spots, you know, typical ant spots.
Literally everywhere. Just where there is ground, like there is ants.
Workers will rescue seeds. Oh, I shouldn't talk about this, right? You're talking about...
No.
Workers will rescue seeds that have germinated in granaries?
No.
By biting off a radical root to prevent them from sprouting inside the nest.
Radical root. Now there's a band
it's,
name right
it's
there.
Radical with C-L-E.
Send him away!
Yeah. In some rural areas of Spain, old timers used to collect their stored seeds rich in oils. What the heck am I talking about? What is this about? Let's talk about the nuptial flights.
All right.
They're usually
we have to.
Between March and May after the first heavy spring rains. And they're sometimes into autumn in southern areas, and they will take flight and grow wings. You get to see ants with wings. In a colony's founding is a claustral. A queen seals herself in and raises the first Nanitic workers without foraging. I think that means... Is that like Neotic? What's a Niantic work? Isn't that...
That might be Pokemon? What I'm talking about. Is that a Pokemon?
Isn't that the company that makes Pokemon Go?
I don't know. That might be what I'm talking about.
Okay. Mature colonies can reach 10,000 to 5,000 workers in old nests. Very long-lived queens can live 20 years.
That's crazy.
A 20-year-old ant. So the
that's an ant that remembers was also brought back to 2005 when we said just pants on the ground.
Yeah, she was born to that song. But an old nest is 20 years old. So a queen could like be a founding member of a nest, and a very old nest. So they create cleared permanent trunk roads radiating from the nest entrance, sometimes tens of meters long, completely free of vegetation. So if there's like moss or vegetations on trunks, tree trunks, they'll make little roads. All roads lead to nest. Nests are structured deep, sometimes as much as 4 meters deep, and actually sometimes as much as, it's typically 2 to 4 meters, sometimes as much as 8 meters, with dozens or hundreds of chambers for seed storage, brood, and the queen. Entrance is usually a single large hole surrounded by a crater of soil and seed husks. You've seen those like little like ant holes where it's like a little crater. That's...
Yes. I have those all over the place.
Think about that. Like, you see this ant hill and it can stretch down 8 meters into the ground. It's like a subterranean world.
So you think that the little bit of like stuff you're pouring down is going to kill everything? It's like, no, they're just going to, you've just kind of wiped
out
a small portion of it.
They're going to batten down the hatch and seal off the chambers.
Yeah.
But that's all I got. Do you have any big stuff?
I do. This major fact is called Structure. I hardly know her. Parentheses, the spiral of life.
Mm.
So you may not know this, but ants around the world are like Sengoku Japan. They are constantly at war. Or I guess like Europe. Constantly at war. That's more appropriate given they live in Europe. But that war is mostly underground. So unlike most wars, you can just, and safely ignore this one. But ant species form these giant super colonies, and they are always pushing at boundaries for territory. And usually it comes down to who has the biggest and most aggressive ants. But like everyone learns when they invade Russia, sometimes just having a lot of bodies to throw out the problem gets the job done. Zap Brannigan style. The problem with Messer Ibericus, this particular species, is that they have a nasty compatibility curse where they cannot, the queens cannot create viable workers with their own species, with males of their own species. Their genetics will not allow it. So they have to farm the genetic material from another species, a distant genetic cousin, Messer Structure, as a workaround, turning these rivals into reluctant donors to make clones. So the way that they do this is called xenoparity. Xenoparity means the only way to have your species survive is to birth the children of another species, which is just a very rare thing in nature. And so by doing this, I'm just going to call it Ibericus, I guess you'd call it, Ibericus and Structor. They're both two species from the same genus. But Ibericus is the one that we're talking about. The Clone Masters, the Kaminoans, and the Structor one, they're the ones that are getting the short end of this stick for sure. So Ibericus, they create two castes using these two species. There are these hybrid workers that look like Ibericus, but they are a mix, 50% Ibericus and 50% Structor. And then there are just Structor that the Ibericus queen has had on her own. She has cloned them straight out of Structor DNA. And this happens via androgenesis. One of those two. Where the queen uses only the male's full genome from stored Structor genetic material to hatch identical male clones. So normally when mating occurs, you have the sperm and the egg. 50% of the DNA comes from the sperm. 50% of the DNA comes from the egg. They come together and you have 100% DNA to create the new member of the species. In this case, the queens store the sperm from Structor in a separate chamber, and then we'll use that to clone, like basically create. I don't the exact genetics of it. I'm not going to get into because I'm not smart enough to do that. But create a 100% DNA nucleus, or a nucleus with 100% DNA germ cell. To, without any of her DNA, create more Structor ants from an Ibericus queen. This would be so much easier if they named them something better. The hybrids are cooked up the way nature intended. The 50% queen, Ibericus queen DNA and 50% Structor male DNA. This makes them loyal to the colony, but genetically they are a bit of a mashup. And queens will mate with any males from Ibericus or Structor. And they will stockpile this genetic material like preppers. And then as the colony needs workers, we'll use whatever she has to generate either workers from the one caste, the hybrid workers that are part of the Ibericus colony, or clone Structor ants that are the lower caste, as you know the riffraff, the rabble, the street rat, the proletariat. And so by cloning these Structor males in-house, the queens dodge the problem that they have with that, with the genetics not allowing Ibericus males and Ibericus queens to produce offspring. But this makes it kind of a genetic cul-de-sac for the Structor clones. This is why I called it the spiral of life. There is super low diversity, and they end up piled high with deleterious mutations, like a Habsburg family reunion, but it just keeps the queen's dynasty moving without external dalliances. So it gets the job done, but there are literally inbred clone slaves keeping the whole system afloat in that colony. So it's an upgrade from sperm parasitism to this full-on xenoparody where the Ibericus species cannot survive because they can't make more of themselves without hijacking Structure DNA and cloning them. But ultimately, it's these two species working as one. And the hybrid workers work on the seeds, as you mentioned, and the cloned ones are on mating duty. I'm not sure if you've... There's a Craster's Keep thing going on here. Don't look it up. But that's why it kind of... The genetics just absolutely go spiral out, out because of the low genetic diversity. The queen clones an Ibericus male. That male grows up and then mates with the queen. And then the cycle continues. It's just crazy in the bug world. And they wisely left that on the cutting room floor when they were drafting Bug's Life.
Yeah. Well, you know, I left all the, like, a lot of the harvesting stuff out because I was worried you might talk about it. But these are, like, the Bug's Life ants. I don't know if the Bug's Life ants are Spanish. They don't speak Spanish. But they
might be in Spain.
They're harvester ants. We've talked about ant. We've talked about ant farming before, but you were talking about inbred. Speaking of inbred, grain is inbred, and these guys harvest grain. they harvest grain
it is too late at night for me to have gotten that in a reasonable amount of time.
they get it from grasses and dandelions and plantains and stuff, and they will use chambers of the nest as grain silos, and then the major workers crack open the hard seed coats, and then the minor workers separate the seed husks and the oily endosperm from the seed, which they feed to the larva, and then they move the husks out like a threshing floor. It's very interesting. They're like little grain harvesters.
They have like a mill, and they force the Structure ants to push the mill all in a circle.
Yeah.
Thresh the grain.
Exactly.
It's really complicated, actually. But yeah, but those are the hybrid ones. Those are the ones where the queen has mixed 50% of her DNA with 50% of the Structure DNA.
The majors?
The ones that work on the grain, collect the seeds and everything. And then the clones are strictly for mating purposes.
Okay, so the major and minor workers are both Structures. Both. Subcategories of Structure ant.
Well... No, they're both hybrids.
They're both the hybrids.
They're just different, but the pure Structure ants are clones. And they're for mating, and then the ones that are half Structure, half Ibericus, are loyal to the colony. And they go out and they find food and come back. Structures are not allowed to leave. I guess they're not loyal enough. Or they're too inbred to remember to find their way back. But yeah, that's it. That's cloning in nature. I wish I knew more about genetics and was a better educator to be able to turn something that's very complicated into something that I could explain on this podcast, but I'm still working out the whole volts versus amps versus watts science, so I'm probably not the best person for that.
Luckily, electricity doesn't often come into play with animals, but sometimes it does.
It sure does when you're talking about electric animals.
Like Pikachu.
And also, you know, the thing that powers most animals, or most mammals at least, true, electricity. We wouldn't be moving if it weren't for that. But yeah. That is the Iberian harvester ant clone, the hack of the clones. The worst one. No, that's not the worst one.
Star Wars. It's all bad.
I can't even remember what the bad Disney Star Wars one, the one in the middle, the one where he drinks the green.
Return of the Jedi or something?
No, that's not it.
Jedi's it's Last Stand. The Last of the Jedi.
The Last Jedi.
There the Last go. Jedi.
Oh yeah, the one where Tom Cruise gets captured by a bunch of Jedi. And because one of the people falls in love with the chief's daughter. It's the Last Jedi. That's the Last Jedi. Anyway, that's the Iberian harvester ant for you out there in Podcastia. Form a super colony, war with your neighbors, and clone your enemies for your own outsourced servants like the Iberian harvester ant here in Life, Death, and Taxonomy.
Hey, Taxonomy Titans. I just want to remind you that we have a Patreon that you can find by going to ldtaxonomy.com/donate. All of our episodes are uploaded there. Sign up for free to engage with us, leave episode suggestions, or chat with other animal enthusiasts. If you find it in your heart to donate, it will help us cover some costs and continue to make the show. Plus, we'll thank you every week. Most importantly, thank you all for listening.
My favorite in the world podcast.
That sounds weirdly like Nazi propaganda.
Yeah, that's not good advice at all.